The effect of deep cuts throughout Massey University has been laid bare in a stark statistic. This year, the university has cut more than 600 courses. It's also declining to say what its enrolment numbers are. Jimmy Allingham reports.
Last year wasn't a good one for Massey. It declared a deficit of $45 million. It's slashed courses and jobs, including major reductions to science. The extent of that is now clear in a Massey Academic Board paper, which reveals 624 courses were, in its words, retired this year. Palmerston North-based politics professor Richard Shaw's been vocal in warning that continued cuts will lead to the academic equivalent of an ice age.
I would stand by those comments in as much as we are still in a part of the process that is disruptive for staff, for students, for managers up and down the hierarchy. It's a distressing period of time for many people. We're still roiling through those circumstances.
Professor Shaw says in his College of Humanities and Social Sciences, some staff are competing against each other for jobs, while the number of courses won't yet be reduced.
So we will have a smaller workforce. I think it is entirely likely that from 2026 on, we will reduce the number of offerings of some of our courses. It may be that we don't lose significant numbers of courses, but that we no longer offer them internally on two or three campuses as well as live distance.
The 624 courses cut this year include 434 from sciences, 79 from business, and 59 from humanities. While courses are cut and new ones added all the time, this year's high number comes after 116 were retired last year. Professor Shaw says university staff are battling on in trying circumstances.
At the moment, people I work alongside of, including people who are in the throes of losing their positions, are conducting themselves with considerable professionalism and good grace.
Josh Parsons from the Student Action Collective calls on Massey to be upfront about its strategy and where it's heading, given the extent of the cuts.
Well, it's 624 retired and 66 created, which means that there's 558 courses less at Massey, with a total course number of around 3,000. That's over one-sixth of the courses at Massey, so that's like a sixth of the university gone.
Mr. Parsons says students aren't being given the full picture about what's happening.
The mood among most current students at Massey is to just keep your head down, hope that your degree doesn't get cut out from under you, and try and make it out the other side so you can leave it all behind. I don't know what future students are thinking.
Massey's far from the only university that's faced financial pain, and the government's appointed an expert advisory panel to come up with a better way of operating. Chris Whelan, chief executive of Umbrella Group Universities New Zealand, says the varsities are having to make calls about how to balance their books.
Right now, this is something I've never seen, where government controls about 80% of university funding. Inflation since 2019 has been 21%, but government's only allowed, and you know, perhaps realistically or fairly, has only been able to afford to increase university funding by 8%.
That left a massive gap between costs and income, despite a boost last year.
We just don't know when that relief's going to come along, and we can read the same runes as everyone else. You know, there isn't a lot of money floating around. We'd obviously love government to invest in it, but you know, we fully understand that this is not the environment where that's likely to happen, certainly in the next budget.
Massey refused to reveal its 2024 enrolment numbers and hasn't released such information for 2 years. It would only say they were tracking ahead of targets for new students by 6.5%.